You are about to hear Pirate Night Before Christmas, authored by Mayor Gonzo Mays, honorary mayor of Key West and the Florida Keys, illustrated by Papa Hemingway, 2002 Ron Thomas, and narrated by Brian Gordon Sinclair. The book is dedicated to the last 300 critically endangered Alaskan Cook Inlet beluga white whales.
'Twere the night before Christmas aboard the Black Grouse. Ne'er a critter a-creepin', not one single louse. All the buccaneer boots tossed on deck without care, just hopin' old Whitebeard right quick would be there. The crew, fast asleepin' in the fo'c's'le below, was a thanks to their captain for the rum that did flow. They were dreamin' of treasure a-fillin' their chest from a plunderin' and a pillagin'. They needed a rest. Meanwhile, down in me quarters, I charted a course. On the morning, I sail with me crew at full force. But a quiet had settled on the blue ocean deep, and me eyelids grew heavy. I needed me sleep, when out of the briny a rogue wave did crash. So me pistol and cutlass I pulled from me sash, then went climbing the riggin' with me glass to me eye. Shiver me timbers! Oh! What did I spy? Though a red sky at night be a pirate's delight, there be no match for this magical sight. For on the horizon, a sloop with white sails was pulled o'er the waves by beluga white whales. A sawed-off round pirate, his leg a pig stick. Well, avast me, mateys, it be Captain St. Nick. Now, faster and faster the belugas they came, as he shouted and he hailed each whale by its name. Blow Bacchus, blow Neptune, blow Venus and Triton, blow Juno, blow Jupiter, Nereid, and Poseidon. Then the winds, they blew hard, and the waves, they grew high. With a sloop full of booty, he almost capsized. So at his command, the whales took to the sky. Oh, shiver me timbers! I don't believe me old eyes. With a yo, ho, 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 down me mast, he just slid to me slippery poop deck, where he took a long skid. Ahoy! He exclaimed as he crashed to his cush, and his green parrot, Holly, helped him up with a push. He was dressed like a pirate from head to five toes, his peg leg a-thumpin' wherever he goes. His swashbuckler hat held a white ostrich plume. His sack be overstuffed. Aye, he needed more room. His one eye, it gleamed, and his hair like a bum. Could it be the old salt had raided me rum? A lively old face with chin whiskers so hairy, with crumbs from the rum cake from Tortuga he carry. The red coat of a captain, black boot to his knee, there not be a doubt that he be from the sea. With gold buttons and earrings and a patch on one eye, as handsome a display of a pirate as I. In the boots of the crew he placed chocolate, silver, and gems, old spice from the Orient, and gold cups with jeweled rims. 9 fine bottles of rum from sweet sugar cane, great golden treasures from the galleons of Spain. Ne'er speaking a word, he finished his quest, spun round on his peg, then paused and did rest. He gazed up at the mast and peered o'er the broadside. Which way would he go? How would he decide? He walked the gangplank and for a moment did stand, then reached up for a rope with his calloused right hand. He swung out to his sloop, landing there at the wheel. A last glimpse of the black grouse he managed to steal. Belugas! Shove off for the scallywags wake. There be many more ports for the day starts to break. And he called o'er the sea as he sailed out of sight. Fair winds to y'all, and Merry Christmas tonight!